Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back as we go back into the Wednesday edition on First Fruits.
Of good and not evil to give you an expected hope. God would give you the vision. He will give you that Greek word for vision is optical, meaning the eye. He'll show you the beginning, but he'll show you the end result. And if you can keep your eyes on the end, on the prize, you will go through it with no money and praise God for the victory, knowing that the Lord is your shepherd. You will get the revelation that he have assigned angels to you. Glory to God. When I don't have any money, I call Raphael, the angel that brings a peace. I call Uriel, the one that brings money. And I call Michael, the warring angel that will fight for me. And then I'll call on Gabriel, the angel that will bring the good news that I've been waiting on. But you've got to get the revelation that God will give you a Jewish authority and power over your situation. And if he's giving you joy, I'm not going to let that no one on this earth take it away from me. I'm going to keep my helmet on so I won't listen to the negative stuff. I'm going to walk around with the shield of faith, and I'm going to carry the sword. I'm going to carry the word. I'm going to speak the oracles of God. God in this time is making us to the point where we are snipers in the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I'm a sniper this morning. I'm going to hit the target because the Bible tells me if I just trust him this morning, if I lean and not to my own understanding, whatever the situation is, thanks, it's going to be all right. If the devil tells me this morning, I'm going to kill you, you know what I'm going to tell him? They can't kill me because I'm already dead. I'm dead. Hallelujah. I've been crucified with Christ this morning. Glory to God. If you tell me you're going to afflict my body, you know what I'm going to tell him? Thanks, you got to get the revelation that our afflictions are just for a moment. They're just for a moment. Count it all joy. Glory to God. I feel a praise in my belly this morning. I walked out of that building. I can feel the glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. For the present time, it's not worthy to be compared to the glory, saints, that shall be revealed. When you look at the word of God and you study the different terms of praise, there is a praise. There's a word, and I can't think of that Greek word, but it literally means pull yourself from your body. Hallelujah. And when you lift up those holy hands to God, glory to God, and you start praising him, you get yourself out of yourself. You will praise your way through. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He knows the plan. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. And when you get a yes in your spirit and a yes in your belly, glory to God, no matter what the enemy do, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Dr. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to take that long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, saint. God bless you.
God bless you.
That's Prophetess Stiff down there in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. God bless you. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful word. God bless you, all of you. And she walked out of her job there, went outside, began to just talk to us. Isn't that something marvelous? Amen. Begin to praise God outside. Thank you so much, Prophetess Stiff. We do praise God for you. I'm having to leave that this morning. I want to get anybody... Or maybe one or two praise reports, and then we're going to have prayer. Anybody have a praise report? The line is open to you. Anybody have a praise report? The line is open to you. Jump in there right now if you have a praise report. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Can't wait on you. I'm going to ask you one more time. You got a praise report? Jump in there right now. Give it to the Lord. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for healing me. Thank God for making a way out of no way. Thank God for bringing me out. All right, anybody have a praise report? All right, jump in there if you have one. Bless the Lord. All right, I got to go to our prayer requests. People who have prayer requests, we're getting ready to pray this morning. Have enough time for you to give your prayer request. Maybe get one of our assistants to take the prayer request. Somebody who hadn't spoken, somebody, come on and get that prayer request. Any of y'all can get the prayer request. Anybody on the line. Who wants to get the prayer request? The line is open to you.
I'll take the prayer request this morning, Dr. Johnson.
All right. God bless you. Go ahead, Dr. Stern.
Praise the Lord. This is a very anointed service.
Willing worker.
Very anointed prayer line, and I pray that you catch it. Like Prophetess Stiff say, you can. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're open for our prayer request on this morning. I know I've been on the line this morning, but I was asked to be, but I never did get a chance to share my wonderful testimony. On last Wednesday, my husband and I went to get our kidney examination once a year, and praise the Lord, from 1 year to another, you're really wondering, is everything all right? I know I feel all right, but you want to still hear the report. Amen, from the doctor. And I thank and praise God this morning. I was so excited last week, amen, until I couldn't wait the Sunday. I went to the church right off the highway because we have prayer on Wednesday nights, and I thought we weren't going to be able to make it back. But I rode all the way from North Chicago to Madison, Wisconsin, which is a little distance, and rode right to the church house and gave a praise report that all is well. Matter of fact, our kidney is doing so well, what you call the creatina, until they released me on last week. And I praise God, I don't have to go back to the doctor for that no more. And I had wanted to share, amen, how to go through along with Dr. Pfeiffer about that, but I just let it rest and let it ride. But I have given God the praise and the glory and the honor because we went through with that before we got to the end. Bless the Lord. All right, are there any prayer requests this morning? You on the line. Prayer request this morning, first fruit.
Peace. I'm talking yesterday about in my throat and my head and pain and Christian friends. And I get some relief from this congestion down in my throat.
Your
man. To the peace.
All right. Did she say it? The saints, it's a little muffled. I put down
throat. The peace, but I'm congested all in my throat and in my head.
All right, Sister Peterson, I got it. All right, anyone else with a prayer request this morning? Anyone else? You're on the line.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm asking prayer for my grandson to be released. I believe he's got a whatever coming up in September. And
for
I'm asking you to pray to that effect that God will let him come out of that place. And pray for Mother Johnson this morning because I need prayer. God is
amen, Mother Johnson. We have it. Amen.
You.
Anyone else this morning? Everybody's healed and saved and all fixed up. And
amen. Mother Johnson,
from the Indiana, we can barely hear you.
You can't hear me?
I hear you now. Amen.
Oh. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Just thank God for another day and asking you all to keep me in my prayers. I know Deacon Tim is listening. He always listens, but he can't get on the line. So his wife is going to try to help him through his on the phone. To get him on the line. He listened. He said this is the best service that he ever heard in his life. So I know he's a listener, and I thank God for him being on the prayer line.
All right. What, Deacon, what's his last name, Mother Johnson?
Tim.
Hill?
Tim.
All right. I didn't understand it. Amen. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request? You're on the line. Maybe a lot of our people are muted this morning. They might have got on late. And
oh, they're healed. God has done miracles for them. Amen. We don't have many people having any emergencies like that. Thank God
So far as we hear, we don't have that.
Dr. Johnson,
can you hear me?
The woman of, I don't forget who it was, but the woman of God whose mother we prayed for her on yesterday, have you heard any more about her?
I haven't heard any more.
Hello, okay, what's her name?
I'm on mute. Hello? I think I'm off now. Hello?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes, you're
good morning. We're here.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. You all did stop and pray for my mom yesterday.
I was just asking about you.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead, Riley.
Yeah, I think I wasn't sure if I was on or off, but I had to get offline, so I'm sorry. But anyway, my mother has not regained consciousness, but she did not cold again yesterday. They had told us that once the medication wore off, that she would definitely cold again, but she has not colded since yesterday. So you all just keep us in your prayers. And thank
you. I feel led to jump in here. I feel led to jump in. And I want to pray, Father, you taught me to pray that that door of situations of people who are afflicted would be closed. Close the back door on that situation. Don't let the devil go in there. Heard you get some glory. You got some glory. The woman hadn't gone back in the coding again. And God, I pray that you close the back door on that precious mother. And now also you taught me and you told me to share it this morning. Forgive me, Lord, that I haven't shared it yet. But you told me to tell the people to learn to go in the spirit realm and place the oil of the anointing on the situations, on that bad boy, that bad girl, on that situation, that financial situation. Place the oil of the anointing on it, and you'll see that the devil will drop off of it. Now, I'm asking you in the spirit realm, as I place the oil of anointing on that mother's head, Sister Riley, yesterday we prayed over your hands.
Yes.
Go back to her again. And Lord, hold your hands out, Sister Riley.
Yes.
In the spirit realm, Lord, and there is a great, the greatest of great spirit realm. I'm pouring the oil. Hold both hands out if you can. Hold your phone with your ear. I'm pouring the oil of the anointing in your hands, in both hands. Plenty of it. Oh, my God. All anointing. Take your hands and rub them together. Even on the back of your hands. Rub that oil all over your hands. Once you take that, when you see your mother, and lay your hands on her, rub all over her face if you can. If you can, rub on her chest. This oil of the anointing. Wherever she rub on the back of her head by the medulla oblongata. Rub there. The back of her head. Amen. And let's just see what the Lord will do. He said to me to tell y'all to use this and to go in the spirit realm and let the oil of the anointing be placed on you. I did it on my mother on yesterday. We'll see what the Lord does. Amen. He is not a God that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he not said it? Shall he not do it? Has he not spoken it? Shall he not make it good? Amen. I know he said that to tell the people about this. In the last day, he reserves many of his secrets for the last day and use his secrets that he gives. Amen. And take that oil. The anointing destroys every yoke. If you have, I am in the word, if any among you be sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them. And anoint them with oil. Anoint them with oil. The prayer of the sick shall raise them up and shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. Put that oil and the anointing on it. And Sister Riley, amen. I want you this day just begin to thank the Lord. I know you have already, but thank him some more for what he's done. And ask the Lord to close that back door with me. If any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for you of the Father. God, we're asking you to close that back door, the mother. What is your mother's first name?
Bertha.
Bertha.
Yes.
And is her last name, what is her last name?
Connelly, C-O-N-L-E-Y, Connelly.
Connelly. Bertha Connelly, in the name of Jesus, speak to you. Bertha, if the Lord has not ended your days, I call you forth that you will come out of that coma in the name of Jesus. The resurrection blood of Jesus be upon you, woman. Yeah. And the oil and the anointing be placed on you right now.
Right now, Lord. Right.
You hear me in the spirit realm? You hear me. So many people have stood by the bedside and you even heard their voices. I call you back forth in the name of Jesus, the strongest power on this earth. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Somebody help me speak it. In the name of Jesus, we call you back forth. In the name of Jesus. God said, be bold with you. God's everywhere. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let your will be done, Lord. And certainly if the Lord has not said it's over, we have a right as saints of God. I said, if God has not said it's over, we have a right as saints of God to call them forth.
Thank you.
The birth of kindly, I call you forth. If God didn't say it's over, come forth in the name of Jesus. We're not trying to go over God's will. If God said it's over, we abide by his will. But if he didn't say it's over, we can call him forth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Have you not spoken it through the auspices of God and the Holy Ghost? And shall he not do the things that you have said because you have honored his word? Whatever you loose, it shall be loosed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus.
God bless you. Not trying to be no wonder at all. I'm just trying to say what God's saying.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I hear this.
Thank you, Lord.
He is Lord. He has arisen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every step can he come confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, my God, he is Lord. He's Lord. Yes. Let it be heard. What you say now?
You told me to lay my hands on my mother yesterday. And
yes, ma'am.
And her pulse had dropped like way down. Her pulse came up. It kept fluctuating, but it came up. And her blood pressure stayed steady. Her body was making urine because they said her kidneys had stopped. But my God.
The body is making urine now. Man, I take that as a sign that God is not finished with her yet.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Take that as a sign of God is not through with her. Let's see what the Lord does. We don't have no power. He has all power. Let's see what he does. And we'll give him glory for whatever he does. Amen. Give him glory for whatever he does.
Thank you,
Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee and that Jesus Christ is Lord. We praise him. God bless all of you. Amen. Any more prayer requests before we close here today? We're going to get some prayer for you. Amen. And so, real quick. All right, go ahead.
This is Charlotte Gray. Good morning. While the anointing is flowing, I want to follow Mother Peterson's prayer request and just continue to pray for healing. Only just for throughout the line for others that are in need of healing, mindset healing, and heart healing. I just want to lift up the First Fruit family and just thank God while the anointing is flowing just for healing through this line as the finances are coming. Just want to thank God as a job is coming. Just want to thank God as the anointing is flowing. God bless y'all.
I understood you, Sister Charlotte. Thank you. All right.
Thank God. This is Mother Johnson in Texas.
Mother Johnson in Texas, okay.
Yes. Thank God for saints on today. Asking for prayer for me and my husband. I was called to the emergency room last night because he fell out of the bed. And I just thank God that after all they did, they x-rayed him. He did not have any broken bones or anything. Well, I thank God for that, but I know he may be sore today. Asking you to pray for him and pray for my strength in the Lord.
All right, Ms. Sutter, we'll pray for your husband. All right.
This is Sister Jerry. Sister Edith McKnight was on her way to the hospital this morning. And when I called her, and she wanted you all to pray for her. She's the one that has that cancer. And she was going to
this now?
Edith McKnight.
Sister McKnight, what's her first name?
Edith
McKnight.
Right.
Up a grandson, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know we don't need to ask for favor, but we are asking for favor this morning, oh God, that you release a grandson. Oh God, that's the cry down in her belly, and we feel the pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I know you can do it again, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask,
yeah,
oh God, and set it in order, that when he go for the hearing, oh God, that you say that you'll be a lawyer in a courtroom, and God,
yeah,
you're a mighty battle axe, and we're praying this morning that you release a grandson, the cry of a grandmother, in the name of Jesus. We touch this morning and agree in the spirit that he's going to be released by the power of God, because his grandmother prayed for him. And God, I know the prayers of the righteous availeth much in the name of Jesus. And oh God, this morning, as we continue to pray this morning, we ask, oh God, that you touch, oh God, oh Sister Charlotte Gray. Requests go out for healing this morning, and we know, oh God, attached to Sister Riley's mother, we know, oh God, that we grabbed on to that healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, do it, Lord God. It's so many on the prayer line that's going through, oh God, with afflictions, oh God, but we know right now, God, faith. And now, God, we send a word to all those that are from the attack of the enemy. I command you to live. Hallelujah. Oh, my Apostle Hinton say, tell the people that you command them to live by the power of God in the name of Jesus. He too was out the first of the year, did not know that he was living, but the word of God lifted him up and command him to live. And what he do for us, he'll do the same thing for you. And now, God, as we close in our prayer, oh God, on the first fruit prayer line, but we'll be praying all day today because we're on a fast. And when you're on a fast, you seek the face of the Lord. We want to set in motion, oh God, the Billion Praise Convention. We want to set it in motion. Hallelujah. We know, God, it's already set, but we breathe the word of prayer in Kansas City, Kansas. Oh, God, everyone on the line, they don't realize, but they are upon the attack of the Holy Spirit, that they shall come in the name of Jesus. And we won't take nothing, oh God, for granted. But we believe you, God, that everything has to line up with the word of God, the finances, the saints, the trip, the money, the finances everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Put everybody in their places. We set it up in prayer, Lord God, and we believe you, oh God, that you're going to do it for your glory. Hallelujah. Take the worry and the stress off of Dr. Johnson. Take it off, Lord God, and take off it, oh God, and put on the beauty ashes for the joy of the God of the anointed. Oh, we'll give you beauty, Dr. Johnson, for ashes in the name of Jesus. Get rid of the ashes and look to the beauty in the name of Jesus. Touch everyone to Lord God on the first fruit prayer line. And God, don't forget about the youth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch our youth, oh God, that's on the prayer line every Tuesday and every Thursday. And touch Dr. Sister Gina, oh God, and touch Dr. Pfeiffer, oh God, if we miss, oh God, everybody name that is named in the name of Jesus. We pray for them this morning, and let us have a good day. The man of God has taught us in the word, a trunk tree coming down on us, and you're going to shake it for first fruit, for Dr. Johnson and all of those of us that is a part of the vine. You say what you give unto a prophet, you'll get a prophet's reward. Oh, glory to God this morning. Touch us, Lord God, as we leave the prayer line this morning. Let us go out, oh God, with a glad heart, rejoicing in the fields, rejoicing in the land. And God, don't let us witness to somebody today and let them know that God is a good God. And when we've done all, oh God, you say to stand. When we've done all we can do, still stand by the grace of God. This is my prayer, God. Receive my prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I rush through the prayer, but God, yet and still, you know my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. My, my, my. What a prayer, Dr. Stern. Thank God for you. Everybody on the line, God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow morning if the Lord says the same. May something wonderful happen to you this day. Whatever you're going through, I got a feeling it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. God's got it in the palm of his hand. He fights our battles. Give him the glory. You got it. You got the faith. God's got the power. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day.